Welcome, great patriotic friends, to December 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the reasons why I do this show is because I'm on a mission from Uncle Sam to make American history as fun and exciting as one could possibly make a history podcast. By the way, if you're listening to me on iTunes, just so you know, I love a good review. So do me a favor and give me one. Thanks very much for that. I assembled the show from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. By the way, if you're looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So yeah, check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. And now, let's begin the show as we customarily do with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brothers and sisters. And now on to today's program, a quiz on the Boston Tea Party. Plus, December 1941 news, a really bad Pokemon episode, and Jimi Hendrix's Hey Joe is released. All right, so now let's do this. 1773, the Boston Tea Party. Quiz, everyone. This one is not multiple choice, but it is brought to us courtesy of BostonTeaPartyShip.com. You'll find the answers there, but try not to cheat. Ready, set, go. Number one, who organized the Boston Tea Party? Number two, what caused it? Number three, when did it happen? That's an easy one. I just said it. Number four, where did the Boston Tea Party happen? And if you say anything other than Boston, you're going to fail the whole test. Don't play with my emotions. Anyway, Boston's not the only answer I'm looking for. Finally, number five, how many people participated? All right, pencils up. Question one, the Boston Tea Party was organized and carried out by Samuel Adams and his group of patriots known as the Sons of Liberty. They consisted of males representing all walks of life, such as artisans, craftsmen, business owners, apprentices, etc., etc., to protest British rule. Members of the Sons of Liberty included John Adams, Paul Revere, James Otis, John Hancock, and thousands more. Number two, what caused it? In the simplest terms, the Boston Tea Party happened as a result of taxation without representation. Yet, the cause is much more complex than that. The Tea Act of 1773 was designed to save the faltering East India Company by greatly lowering its tea tax and granting it a virtual monopoly on the American tea trade. The low tax allowed the East India Company to undercut even tea smuggled into America by Dutch traders, and many colonists view the act as another example of taxation tyranny. Number three, when did it happen? 1773, I already said that. Number four, where did it happen? Specifically in Boston, at Griffin's Wharf, although that specific location is debated. The ships moored were the Beaver, Eleanor, and Dartmouth. So that would be the best answer to that question. Possibly 116, not exactly sure, anonymous people who took to their secrets of that night's events to their grave for fear of British persecution. In fact, during the raid, dressed up as pirates when they boarded the ship and dumped about $18,000 of tea. Parliament was furious when they found out and enacted the Coercive Act, which made tensions higher in the United Colonies. Moving on to December 1941 news, Tokyo announced that it had seized 225 American and British merchant ships. They also claimed that 21 American and British naval vessels had either been destroyed or badly disabled in less than 2 weeks. FDR came up with a new war council, and America would get revenge on Japan. Oh, yes, indeed. Here's one of the ways that America got revenge on Japan. Check this out, 1997. Thanks to the American invention of the television, on December 16th, 1997, an episode of Pokemon would send over 600 Japanese children to the hospital. Yet another really bad day in history. The episode, called Electric Soldier Porygon, contained a scene about 20 minutes into it where animators use a rapidly strobing technique that flashed red and blue lights on the screen, and all hell broke loose. All throughout Japan, hundreds of kids experienced dizziness, nausea, blurred vision, and some passed out. That Pokemon episode has been banned ever since. Take that, Land of the Rising Sun! Moving on to music news, 1966. Jimi Hendrix released the first single, Hey Joe. That's a cool name. The record made its way to number 6 in the UK, but failed to chart at all in America. He followed it with Purple Haze, The Wind Cries Mary, All Along the Watchtower, and Voodoo Child, all of which made the British top 10, but in America only All Along the Watchtower reached the top 40, peaking at number 20. And so, my friends, that's going to wrap it up for December 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, how did you do on the Boston Tea Party quiz? Was it too hard? Not hard enough? Or did you ever see that Pokemon episode? Did it give you a seizure? Jimi Hendrix fans, what's your favorite song by him? I suppose if my name was Joe, the song Hey Joe would probably get to me after a few years, since so many people are going to say to me, Hey Joe, where are you going with that six-pack of beer in your hand? But that would be if my name was Joe, which it is. So yeah, let me know what your take is. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. I'll talk about the Wright brothers, electromagnetism, cardboard paper, Ulysses Grant, and Terrell Owens. So don't miss that. And until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We will see you tomorrow.